This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. U.S. Senator John Hickenlooper is standing by his votes for some of Donald Trump's cabinet picks. At a town hall in Grand Junction last night, Hickenlooper was grilled by voters on his decision to support 10 Trump nominees, including Interior Secretary Doug Burgum.
Again, he's not perfect, but he's so much better than one. You should have seen the other people that they were talking about. I'm not being funny.
Hickenlooper said he thinks Burgum could be persuaded to unfreeze some federal grants meant for Colorado. Colorado lawmakers have unanimously approved the installation of a memorial sculpture at the state capitol commemorating the Sand Creek Massacre. KUNC's Lucas Brady Woods reports descendants of the atrocity survivors were on the Senate floor to witness the moment.
The sculpture will portray an Arapaho chief, a Cheyenne chief, and a Native American woman with a child. It will replace a Civil War statue that was pulled down by protesters in 2020. Otto Braided Hair of the Northern Cheyenne says he and descendants still suffer from generational trauma.
There's got to be some kind of acknowledgement, and that's a beginning of the healing.
The massacre is one of the worst atrocities in Colorado history. Hundreds of Arapaho and Cheyenne civilians were killed by U.S. troops in 1864 near the modern-day town of Eads. The Capitol's memorial is expected to be installed next year.
That was Lucas Brady Woods reporting for the Colorado Capitol News Alliance. Today is April 15th. That means it's the day your federal tax filings are due. State tax returns are also due. This is CPR News.